Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome again to The Empowered Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Alphabet Helzer. I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to my radio show on this wonderful Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day. It's been a great day outside, beautiful outside. See families enjoying each other. You see people who are taking the time out to thank our those who are in the service or who have been in the service, taking the opportunity to spend time with them and see how they are doing, check in with them. This is always a great time of year to do just that and then some, of course. I wanted to dive right into our topic for today, which is listen while you work. Today, entrepreneurs span the globe. There's so many people and individuals who have become entrepreneurs that at one time they were not entrepreneurs. You have single parents. You have full-time employees. You have youth, people who have families, who run multiple businesses, who are doing all this work for, as they are building their own legacy. And the biggest thing, the biggest concern that looms over their head is always burnout. Burnout is what causes the rift between you and your family as you're an entrepreneur. Burnout is what causes the rift between you and business partners. Burnout can destroy a business from the inside out. Because when you're not fully committed to something, anything goes. Things happen. You're not as dedicated as you once were. You're not as committed. You're not as devoted as you once were because you're tired. And it happens. It's not something that only you're going through. This is something that people go through on a regular basis. Burnout happens in each and everything, regular businesses. Burnout happens in volunteering, church, everything, anything. Burnout happens. So the way for you to not so much keep it from happening, but ways, things that you can do along the way to bring things back into perspective, to bring things back into focus, that's what I want to go over with you today. And as I'm sitting here, I can literally hear the song from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Whistle While You Work. And I thought that that was a very important title for the topic that we're talking about today, because you have to have that one thing that keeps you motivated, that thing that keeps you positive, keeps you moving forward, keeps you energized when it comes to your business, when it comes to being an entrepreneur. Because if not, again, burnout will happen. And then once burnout happens, it's very difficult to move back into that same line of joy and passion that you had for your business. So today let's look at some of the things that come against us as entrepreneurs, as well as a few techniques that you can put into focus and put into your daily, weekly, monthly routine in order for you not to have burnout, in order for you to continue to whistle while you work. Burnout is, from a personal perspective, when you try to do everything, even though you have that help there and you don't know how to delegate. Burnout can occur from you being overly excited about something and going full force behind an idea or something that you want to do, something that you're passionate about, but you have not done a research, you have not set up you know, a plan for it, you just went after it. Burnout can happen then as well. Burnout also happens when you put yourself out there and you're working with clients and you're not getting what you deserve as an entrepreneur. So, for instance, if you are setting your goals too low, setting your sights too low, your prices are too low, that can create a burnout as well because you're doing all this work and you're not properly being compensated for the work that you're doing. That can create a burnout as well. You also have burnout happens in life as an individual. You are a parent, you are a wife or a husband, you are a sibling, an older sibling. There are so many things. You're caring for your parents, you're caring for your children. You have chores and things that need to be done at home. You have to cook, you have to clean, you have to do laundry, you have to go food shopping because we definitely need food in the house. You have to pay bills. All of these things can contribute to a burnout. And it happens so frequently and so quickly and so easily. You have so many people that get burnt out on a day-to-day basis. And even though it's a process and you can see it coming down the stretch, you can see burnout happening and occurring, and you can see that person getting ready to say, you know what, I give up, I quit, I don't want to do it anymore. But sometimes you will not have people around you who will look at you and say, okay, stop. You're going to tire yourself out. You're going to burn yourself out. Let's refocus. Let's get things back into perspective and then move forward. So that's in my perspective, and I'm sure that a lot of you as entrepreneurs and as individuals would agree with me, is those are some of the top ways that burnout occurs in entrepreneurship. Or again, like I said, in entrepreneurship, in volunteering, in anything, reasons why people become burnt out, why people become stressed out, and they no longer want to do this thing that they had this passion for. They no longer want to touch it. They don't want to go near it. They don't care anymore. So after a burnout happens, it's very hard to come back from that. So I'm going to discuss not only what you can do to possibly ward off a burnout happening, but also things that you can do if a burnout has already occurred, things that you can do to try to get yourself back on track. The first thing that you need to do to prevent a burnout is to create a plan. And, you know, we always talk about our business plan and we talk about our marketing plan and we talk about, you know, oh, you got to have this business plan and it's so detailed and everything like that. But sometimes it can be too broad. And if it's too broad, if it's not specific enough, if it's not detailed enough, you can lose focus. So here it is. You have this wonderful business plan, and it sounds perfect. It looks perfect, but is it perfect for you? Is it right for the business that you have? Is it right for the clientele that you're going after? Your business plan is very important. Break it down to as detailed as possible. That way you know exactly what your client looks like. You know exactly what kind of client you're going after. You know exactly why you're going after that client, what is how you're passionate about that particular client, because that is something that you can go back to and you can revitalize yourself. You can rebuild once you look back and say, okay, I went after this particular client because I wanted to help single parents. I wanted to help entrepreneurs who are taking care of a family member who has children. I wanted to work with female entrepreneurs or male entrepreneurs. I wanted to work with youth entrepreneurs and encourage them that there are other ways and other ideas and other streams that they can go and venture off into, and that just because the majority does one thing does not mean that you have to follow behind that majority. There are so many reasons why you chose to do what you do, that back into perspective. We need to keep that as a focus. Some people even do go as far as to take a picture of your ideal client and to post it over your desk, or post it somewhere where you'll always see it. If you are someone who has a home business, post it on your refrigerator, post it on the microwave, post it on a door, post it somewhere where you'll see every day you'll go past and you'll see your ideal client, and you'll remember exactly why you went after that client. You'll see the parent with the child. You'll see this can even be done for people who are doing direct sales businesses. Why did you go for that in the first place? Why? What did you want to do? It was because you wanted to spend more time with your children. You didn't want to work in retail. You wanted to create your own hours. Okay, now as you're branching off and wanting to bring others into the company, you have to share that. And that's who you're going after, is that individual who wants to stay home with their children, who wants to be there for soccer and football and basketball, cheerleading, swimming, and every other thing that our children do. As a single parent, I love being there for my children. I love being able to be there for all their events. And you have so many events that they do throughout the year, and nobody has the time to always take this day off, take that day off. It's better when you can make your own schedule. It's better when you can work around your own schedule. That makes sense. So figure out who your ideal client is. Work on making your business plan more client-specific. So if you know who your ideal client is, then your business plan should be geared towards what you can offer that ideal client, how you can make that ideal client's life better. Not how you can sell them something, how you can make their life better. What can you offer that will make them a better person, that will help their family, that will help their children? That is what we need to keep the focus on. And then also, what we need to focus on is not just why we chose to do it, which is, you know, our motivation for doing it, but we might have to take a step back and really look at our own motivation for doing things. Did you decide to do this other business just for the income? And if so, did you really do the research as to how much work would have to be put in order for you to make the goal that you set for yourself? Did you set a goal? They become burnt out because they have this astronomically huge goal for themselves. They have this goal that reaches up to the stars and back, and they don't reach the goal. But it's no problem if you don't reach your goal. You might need to make a smaller goal. You might need to set it that you have weekly goals, or you have goals that are a lot shorter term goals. You may not be able to do long term goals at the moment, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You do what works best for you. I tell clients all the time to do what works best for you. I tell people when they look at my page and see that I'm, you know, working out and doing fitness and doing all these other things, I always tell people you have to do what works best for you. You cannot take somebody else's journey and make it your own, because what they went through, you may not be able to handle. You may not like it. It may not work for you. So this is about finding your own journey. This is about finding what works best for you and taking that and moving forward. And yes, you have this big idea of what you want, and so many people are looking to make it big. So many people are looking to have that ideal schedule and be able to do this and do that. There is going to still be work that needs to be done in order. It's very important to remember that. You have so many people who forget that, and everybody wants it now. They don't want it 3 months from now. They don't want it 6 months from now. They don't want to wait 3 years. They want it now and right now. Okay, there are some parts of your goals that you can have now, but remember that you will have to put in work, and you will have to make your goals very specific in order for you to get the outcome that you're looking for. So we need to work on our business plan. We need to make it specific. We need to create goals broken down enough that we can do either weekly or daily goals, things that we can reach out for and see the outcome. We can immediately see an outcome, because there are those short-term goals will ultimately build to your long-term goals. They are actually the bridgeway to your long-term goals. So imagine walking over a bridge, the old cartoon, old school bridge that had the rope with the pieces of wood. Your short-term goals are each piece of wood. Your long-term goal is the rope going from one side, one cliff, to the other side on the other, to the cliff on the other side. So you have your goal is long-term. It goes from one cliff to the next cliff. And for some people, the space in between your two cliffs is going to be smaller than other people, depending on your goal. But that goes from one cliff to the next cliff. And those pieces of wood are each your short-term goals. And if one of those short-term goals is missing, you may be able to skip over that. The space might not be too big to where you'd fall through, or where you'd have to, like, almost grab onto the rope and kind of shimmy across the rope. But if too many of those short-term goals are missing, we have a problem. Because then you have a huge gap in your bridge, and it makes it that much more difficult for you to get from where you are now to where you want to be. So we have our business plan, making it as specific as possible. We have our ideal client, making that as specific as possible, and setting it up so that way you can see it throughout your home or throughout your office and knowing who your ideal client is. And then we have the idea that this is a bridge. It's an old, old bridge. And although there's been people who have used a bridge before, their goals are going to be different than your goals. But you need those short-term goals in order to help you get from point A to point Z. Everybody always says from point A to point B, but that's just one goal to the next. We're talking about your long-term goals is getting to the end result, and your end result is going to be all the way at Z. That's a whole lot of letters in between that. So just think about it. Yes, you have the potential to do well. You have the potential to do exceedingly and abundantly all that you can think or ask. You have the goals in mind. You have the potential. You have the energy. You have the passion. Now it's time to put all those things in person and move forward. That is what our goal is for today. So whistling while you work is looking at the small things that we need to do in order for us to move until we get to our end result. Looking at the small joys and accomplishments that we're getting along the way and keeping those in front of us, keeping those as an important step as we move forward. That's very important. And you have so many people who forget those things, and they get so bogged down with the things that aren't working, with the clients who aren't paying, with the clients who you're chasing them down to try to get them to be a client. you're focused on the wrong thing. We have to focus on the positive. We have to focus on the things that we have accomplished, not only in the short term, but the long term, because there was a time where you were still thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. There was a time where you were still thinking about joining that program. There was a time where you were still thinking about taking this opportunity or putting the money into this business or any number of things. There was at one time where you were still, this was just a thought. And here you are. Now it's no longer a thought. You're doing it. So it took you some time to get from that point to now. For some of you, I know for me personally, it took years to get to the point where I am now. And I'm still not where I want to be as far as the goal that I wanted to do, because of course I had my own pie in the sky dreams that I wanted to accomplish. But I'm still thankful for where I've come, how far I've come, the encouragement that I've been able to give others. I find encouragement for myself within that. Being able to have my children look at me and say, wow, Mom, you've come a long way. You're doing really good. You know, I would want to do this when I grow up. They don't fit the status quo. They don't fit the, let's follow behind everyone. That was another reason why I decided to become an entrepreneur, because I didn't want to fit the status quo. I don't fit the status quo. I become burnout in retail because I'm people-oriented, but that also meant that I had to understand that I can't be as people-oriented as I normally am when it comes to personal life. Business, I have to treat people different because I will give and give and give and give and give, and that's not going to work because you will have people who will take and take and take, and you will not be compensated for all that they take. So, like I said, it's something you have to do for you. That is whistling while you work. Because even though you have things going on around you, if you're whistling while you work, it's helping you to encourage yourself. It's helping your day go by faster. It doesn't matter what anybody else is going through. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. You have to keep yourself going. There will be times where you have so many things going on in your life, with family, with business, and it becomes humdrum. It becomes the old regular routine. It gets to that point. It does. But you're not the first one to get to that point. I want you to realize that you have the opportunity in front of you, that even though you're at that point, you have the opportunity to move past that point. You can do so much. And there are people watching. Even when you don't see them, there are people watching. Even when you don't know it, there are people watching you. You will have people watching you to see if you're going to fail, and you will have people watching you to see if you're going to succeed. The people who are watching you to see if you're going to fail are those who doubted that you could do this or doubted that something like this could be done. Those who are watching to see if you succeed are, in their own minds, fighting a battle of if they should move forward with their own business, if they should move forward with, you know, joining a company, or what they should do, if they should go to school, go to college, what college should they go to, what classes would they need, is that something that, you know, doable for them to do? Yes, it is being watched. Is it important that you recognize that you're being watched? Yes. Is it important for you to always care who's watching? No. Except for your inner family. Outside of that, it's not for you to have to pinpoint each and every person that's watching you or that, you know, paying attention to what you're doing. That's another reason why people become burnt out. They, on everything people say. So the last point I want to talk about is understanding that this is your journey and not getting distracted by the naysayers. Because this is your journey. This is your journey. This is not anyone else's journey but yours. And no one else is going to go through the things that you're going to go through. If you give up, no one else is going to be as disappointed as you would be. If you keep going and you make it, no one else is going to be as excited as you're going to be. It's having self-awareness when it comes to your business is very important. So when you look at these celebrities and 1 minute people are talking about they're getting a divorce and the next minute people are talking about, you know, that they sleep in a treehouse, the next minute, you know, they wear cast iron underwear to bed. I mean, everything and anything comes out and about, but you don't see them focused on it. You don't see them, the mature ones, you don't see them focusing on it. You don't see them saying negative things back or, you know, getting all upset. You don't see any of that. Now, there are times where people get frustrated and they get tired and, you know, they say what they say. But you have to keep the main thing, and the main focus is, it is a goal. So again, planning is everything. Let's look at that plan. Let's make it specific. Let's look at our ideal client. Let's make it specific. Our goals, break those down. Make sure that they're reachable goals. They don't have to be outlandish goals. Your end goal can be as outlandish as possible. And then find yourself smaller goals to reach it. I want to say thank you again for listening to The Empowered Entrepreneur with Alphabee Pelzer. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Alpovise. Last name is Pelzer, Pelzer. Also, follow PWE, Professional Women Entrepreneurs. You can share ideas. You can get ideas. You can talk to other women who are in the same journey as you when it comes to doing their own business and building a legacy for their family or for themselves. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to send me a message, post it on my wall. Also, follow my page, AP Business Consultant. You can leave any questions you have there as well. Again, thank you, and you have a great Memorial Day.